Welcome back, Deep Divers. Today we're going to rewind back to the 90s
Right.
and revisit a show that,
The classic.
It's a total classic. Captain Planet and the Planeteers.
I loved that show.
Who
Rock.
Didn't? Right. I mean, those rings, earth, fire, wind, water, heart.
Yeah.
Pure 90s awesomeness. But here's the thing.
What's that?
This show, it wasn't just Saturday morning fun.
Mm.
It was low-key a huge GE experiment.
Ah.
Yeah, using storytelling to actually shape how kids thought about the environment.
And actually influence behavior.
Exactly. We're talking behavioral conditioning through storytelling.
Wow.
So strap in, Deep Divers. We're going deep on Captain Planet, why it mattered then, and why, honestly, its message might be even more relevant now.
I'm ready.
All right. So first things first.
Okay.
Captain Planet, it hits the airwaves in 1990.
Yep.
Brainchild of Ted Turner, Barbara Pyle, and Robert Larkin III.
Right.
They set out on this mission, right, to make kids aware of environmental issues,
mm-hmm.
but in a way that, like, didn't feel preachy.
Yeah, yeah.
It was all about action, adventure, and those cool elemental powers.
Made learning fun.
For sure. But let's be real. This was 1990. Not exactly a time when every cartoon was pushing an ideology.
True.
I mean, this was different.
Yeah, it was. It was definitely ahead of its time.
Way ahead. And you know what else was clever? The villains.
Oh, the eco-villains.
Yes. Hoagish Greedsley, Duke Nukem, Loot and Plunder. I mean, talk about over the top, right?
So bad they were good.
Totally. But looking back, they were actually pretty brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Each one was like this exaggerated embodiment of a real environmental threat.
Okay, I see that.
Like Hoagish Greedsley, he was all about corporate greed, right? Polluting for profit.
Greed over the needs of the planet.
Oh. Exactly. Then you had Duke Nukem, nuclear waste, danger, the whole shebang.
Right, right.
And Loot and Plunder, well, his name kind of says it all. Deforestation, clear cutting, just plundering resources.
So they made these complex issues like relatable.
Exactly. For a kid watching, you instantly got it. Pollution, bad. Deforestation, bad. No need for a lecture.
Yeah, yeah.
It was brilliant. They took these huge, complicated ideas
mm-hmm.
and distilled them down into these characters that were, like, entertaining, but also terrifying in a way.
Right, because you could see the impact of their actions.
Totally. You saw the polluted rivers, the burning forests, the, like, nuclear wastelands.
They really stuck with you.
Big time. And then on the flip side, you had the Planeteers.
The good guys.
With their elemental powers. It wasn't just about watching the bad guys wreck stuff.
No, it was about fighting back.
Exactly. And you, the viewer, you felt like you were part of that solution.
It makes you think about gamification, right? Like, even back then.
Oh, yeah.
That idea of making the audience feel like they're part of the action.
Captain Planet was doing it. Those rings, the powers, it all made you feel like you were, like, in the game.
Like, you could make a difference.
Exactly. And I gotta say, it's pretty amazing that a show from the 90s, a cartoon, was already thinking about this stuff, like engaging viewers, empowering them.
Yeah, it was pretty ahead of the curve.
It really was. It kind of makes you wonder, why haven't we seen a Captain Planet reboot?
Right. You'd think with the environmental stuff today.
Exactly. It'd be the perfect time, right?
You'd think so. But maybe that's part of the problem.
What do you mean?
Well, think about it. Back then, the environmental message was like pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Good versus evil, polluters bad, planeteers good.
Simple.
Relatably. Exactly.
Yeah.
But today, the whole climate debate, it's a lot more complex, way more political.
So you're saying studios are, like, hesitant.
Maybe. I mean, taking sides on an issue like that, it's risky. You could alienate a big chunk of your audience.
Yeah, no studio wants that.
Right. They want to entertain, not get caught in a political firestorm.
I guess that makes sense. It's just, it feels like a missed opportunity, you know?
I know what you mean. It's a shame because the message, it's more relevant than ever.
Totally. I think a lot of people would be open to a show that promotes environmental awareness.
For sure.
Especially if it's done in a way that's, you know, engaging, entertaining.
Like Captain Planet did.
Exactly. And what's interesting is Captain Planet, even though it might seem like simplistic now,
yeah,
it was actually using some pretty sophisticated storytelling techniques.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, they were tapping into this thing called narrative persuasion theory.
Hmm. I've heard of that.
It's basically the idea that when you embed values and ideas into stories,
yeah,
people are way more likely to actually absorb them.
Interesting.
Right. So Captain Planet, instead of just lecturing about pollution,
right.
they showed you the consequences. They wove those messages into these exciting adventures.
And kids loved it.
They ate it up. So it wasn't just about knowing the facts. It was about feeling them.
Powerful stuff.
Absolutely. It was all about emotional engagement, connecting with the story on a gut level.
And when you do that,
yeah,
the message sticks.
Big time. Do you remember that episode where, what's his name?
Wheeler,
yeah. When he throws that battery in the trash.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And it ends up polluting a river and harming all these animals.
Oh, it was heartbreaking.
Right. They didn't just tell you littering was bad. They showed you the consequences.
Vividly.
Exactly. Narrative persuasion in action.
Like novel stuff.
Thinking back, it's crazy how much that show, like, shaped my own views on the environment.
Mine too.
It's pretty amazing how a cartoon can have such a lasting impact.
It really is. It's a testament to the power of storytelling.
Absolutely. So we've talked about those eco-villains and this whole narrative persuasion thing.
Right.
But what about the Planeteers themselves? Like, how did they contribute to the show's success?
Good point. Well, first of all, they were more than just, you know, kids with cool powers.
Okay.
They were this carefully crafted representation of diversity and teamwork.
Right. You had Kwame from Africa, Wheeler from North America, Linka from Eastern Europe.
Guy from Asia, Mati from South America.
Each one with their own unique power and perspective.
Right. And that diversity, it sent a powerful message. Like, environmental issues, they don't discriminate.
No borders.
Exactly. There are global concerns that need solutions from everybody, everywhere.
And the way their powers work together, that was important too.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, it wasn't just about individual abilities. It was about synergy.
Like, they couldn't solve those problems on their own.
Nope. They had to combine their powers to summon Captain Planet.
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
Classic line.
So cheesy, but so good.
Right. It emphasized that unity, that collector action was crucial.
And it wasn't just some random plot device.
No, it was a metaphor.
It was about how we need to work together in the real world, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No one person, no one nation can solve these global issues alone.
It takes all of us.
It does. And Captain Planet hammered that home in every single episode.
It did. You know, I remember watching as a kid, and it made me feel like I could be part of something bigger. Yeah. Even if it was just, like, recycling my cans or picking up trash.
It's about feeling empowered.
Exactly. And that brings us back to that whole gamification thing. Mm-hmm. We talked about how the show made viewers feel like they were in on the action.
Right.
But can you, like, break down why that's such an effective technique? Why does it work so well?
Sure. It all boils down to our innate desire to make a difference, to feel like our choices matter.
Okay.
Even in a fictional world, we crave that sense of agency, accomplishment.
I can see that.
Think about video games, right? Your choices, your actions, they directly impact the outcome.
And that keeps you hooked.
Exactly. And Captain Planet, they tapped into that same psychology.
But instead of, like, saving a princess, you were saving the planet.
Pretty powerful stuff for a Saturday morning cartoon.
Totally. But we also touched on how the show hasn't seen a reboot like, say, the Ninja Turtles or something.
Right.
And you mentioned that the increasingly political climate debate might be a factor.
It's definitely a possibility.
Could there be other reasons, though, why studios might shy away from bringing it back?
Well, there could be. One thought is that, well, maybe Captain Planet's approach, you know, the good versus evil thing.
Yeah.
It might not resonate as strongly with today's audiences.
You mean the clear-cut division between the Planeteers and the eco-villains?
Yeah. I mean, it worked great back then.
Yeah.
But today's viewers, especially younger generations, they're used to more nuanced storytelling.
They're looking for more complexity.
Exactly. They want those shades of gray, those neural dilemmas.
So a straight-up reboot, it might feel, I don't know, kind of simplistic?
Perhaps. It might lack the depth and sophistication that modern audiences expect.
So if you were going to reimagine Captain Planet for today, what would you do? Would you still have the Planeteers, Captain Planet himself?
That's a great question. I think the core elements could still work.
Like what?
You could have a diverse group of heroes, maybe representing different backgrounds and regions, all passionate about protecting the planet. And the villains, they could represent real-world threats.
Like actual climate change deniers and stuff.
Exactly. Or corrupt corporations, even apathy and indifference, things that are a bit more realistic.
And what about Captain Planet? Would he still be that, like, superpowered dude?
Well, you could reimagine him as a more symbolic figure.
Symbolic, like how?
Maybe he's a manifestation of the collective will,
Oh.
the power of people united for a common cause.
So not a literal superhero, but more like the spirit of collective action.
Exactly. You would highlight the idea that we can all be Captain Planet in our own way.
I love that. It still keeps that core message of the original show.
Right. It's not about one person saving the day. It's about all of us working together.
It's a powerful message, and I think one that we need now more than ever.
I agree. And even without a reboot, there's a lot that modern storytellers can learn from Captain Planet's legacy.
What do you mean?
Well, it shows us that even entertainment, even something aimed at kids, can be a force for good.
It can make a difference.
It can. It can spark conversations, raise awareness, and inspire action.
And the way Captain Planet did it, through those relatable characters, the exciting stories,
Yeah.
it's a reminder that entertainment doesn't have to be mindless.
It can be both fun and meaningful.
Exactly. And I think there's one more question we need to ask.
What's that?
We've talked a lot about how effective Captain Planet was, but were there any like downsides, criticisms, unintended consequences, maybe?
That's a great question, and it's important to consider both sides of the story. While Captain Planet had good intentions, it wasn't without its critics.
Okay, I'm listening.
Some argued that the show, because it was so focused on good versus evil,
Yeah.
it kind of oversimplified things.
Like it wasn't realistic enough.
Right, the real world, it's not always so black and white. Environmental issues are
They're
complex.
messy.
They are. There are a lot of gray areas and sometimes difficult trade-offs. And Captain Planet, it didn't always explore those nuances.
So it was too simplistic in a way.
Maybe. For example, it often emphasized individual actions.
Like recycling, planting trees.
Exactly. Which are important, of course.
Yeah.
But it sometimes overshadowed the bigger systemic issues.
Like corporate pollution or government policies.
Exactly. So some critics felt like it might have unintentionally reinforced the idea that individual actions are enough.
Which they're not.
Not always. We need to address those bigger systems too.
Okay, I see that. So while Captain Planet was groundbreaking, a modern approach would need to be more sophisticated.
I think so. It's not about dismissing individual actions,
Yeah.
but it's about recognizing that they're only part of the solution.
We need to look at the bigger picture.
Exactly. And I think that's something for modern storytellers to keep in mind.
Don't oversimplify. Dig deeper. Explore those complexities.
Exactly. But even with those criticisms, you can't deny the impact Captain Planet had on a whole generation.
No way. It sparked so many conversations, raised awareness, and for a lot of people,
Yeah.
it was their first introduction to environmentalism.
Absolutely. And that's what's so compelling about its legacy.
It shows that even imperfect stories can have a real impact.
They can. They can make us think, make us feel, and ultimately make us act.
And that's pretty amazing.
It is. It shows the power of storytelling.
It does. It reminds us that even entertainment, even a cartoon, can be a force for change.
Especially one with a message as important as Captain Planet's.
Totally. And you know, as we've been talking about all this,
Yeah.
I keep thinking about that question you posed earlier.
Oh, which one?
If Captain Planet were to be reimagined for today's world, what would it look like?
Ah, yes. That's the exciting part, right? The possibilities.
Totally. We could have a show that's both entertaining and thought-provoking, one that dives into those complexities we talked about, but in a way that's still engaging.
We could explore those gray areas, those moral dilemmas.
And show that the solutions, they're not always easy or straightforward.
Exactly. It's messy, it's complicated, but it's also incredibly important.
And it's a story that needs to be told.
It does. And who knows, maybe someday soon we'll see a new generation of Planeteers gracing our screens.
Inspiring a whole new generation to fight for our planet.
That would be amazing.
It would. It's a story that deserves to be told and retold and retold.
A story of hope, of action, of the power we all have to make a difference.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive into the legacy of Captain Planet.
It's been a fascinating journey.
It has. We've explored the show's impact, its criticisms, and its potential for inspiring future
Yeah,
generations.
I think we've learned a lot along the way.
I know I have. So, to all our deep divers out there, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening.
And remember, no matter how small you think your actions might be, they can contribute to something much bigger.
We can all be Planeteers in our own way.
So go out there, make a difference, and help create a brighter, more sustainable future for us all.
The power is yours. So those Planeteers,
Yeah.
they were more than just like these colorful characters with cool powers.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
They were really thoughtfully designed.
How so?
Well, think about it. They represented diversity, teamwork.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You had Kwame from Africa.
Right, with the power of hers.
Wheeler, good old Wheeler from North America.
Fire, of course.
Linka, she's from Eastern Europe, right? With the power of wind.
That's right.
Then Gi from Asia with water.
And let's not forget Mati.
Right, from South America with the power of heart. Man, they really covered the globe.
Exactly. And it was deliberate. The creators wanted to emphasize that environmental issues,
Yeah.
they're not limited to one place or culture.
They affect everyone.
Everyone, everywhere. So that diversity, it was a big part of the show's message.
Yeah, like we're all in this together.
Exactly. And then there's how their powers worked.
Oh, yeah, it was
It
cool.
wasn't just about, each planeteer showing off their own abilities.
Right.
They had to work together.
Combine their powers.
Yeah, to summon Captain Planet. Like, they couldn't solve those problems on their own.
It's like a metaphor for real life.
Exactly.
Right.
It highlighted the importance of collaboration, of unity.
Like we're stronger together.
Way stronger. Remember that line? By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
Oh, man, chills every time.
So cheesy, but so effective.
It really was. It drove home that message of like we need each other to solve these big
No
problems.
one can do it alone.
Exactly. And I think that message, it really resonated with me as a kid. It made me feel like even though I was just one person,
Right.
I could still contribute to something bigger.
Like you were part of the solution.
Yeah. Even if it was just like recycling or picking up trash in my
It's
neighborhood.
about feeling empowered.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which brings us back to gamification, right? And we talked about how the show made viewers feel like they were part of the action.
Right, like they were in the game.
But can you like unpack that a bit more? Why is that such an effective storytelling technique?
Sure. I think it has to do with our natural desire for agency.
Agency.
Yeah, like the feeling that our choices matter, that we can make a difference.
Okay, I get that.
Even in a fictional world, we crave that sense of control, of impact.
So Captain Planet gave viewers that feeling.
It did. By giving them those rings, those powers, it made them feel like they were right there with the Planeteers.
Fighting for the planet?
Exactly. They weren't just passive
They
viewers.
were active participants.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that makes the story more engaging, more meaningful.
It's like you're invested in the outcome.
Right. Because you feel like you have a stake in it.
I see what you mean. It's brilliant,
It
really.
is. It's a testament to the power of good storytelling.
It is. But we also talk about how the show hasn't had a reboot like some other 90s properties.
True.
And you mentioned that the whole climate debate being more political now might be a factor.
It's definitely a possibility.
But could there be other reasons? Like, why haven't we seen a new Captain Planet?
Well, yeah, there could be. One thought is that maybe Captain Planet's approach, the good versus evil thing,
Yeah.
it might not resonate as strongly with today's audiences.
What do you mean?
Well, back then, the environmental message was pretty clear-cut, right?
Yeah, polluter's bad, planeteer's good.
Exactly. But now, things are more complex. The climate debate is more nuanced.
More shades of gray.
Exactly. And a simple good versus evil narrative might feel, I don't know.
Simplistic.
Yeah, maybe. Like it's lacking depth.
So, a modern reboot, it would need to explore those complexities.
I think so. It would need to acknowledge that there are different perspectives, different approaches.
So that not all bad guys are mustache-twirling villains.
Right. And that even people with good intentions can sometimes contribute to the problem.
So it's not as simple as just like stop polluting.
No, it's not. It's about understanding those systemic issues, those
It's about
trade-offs.
having those tough conversations.
Exactly. And I think a modern Captain Planet, it could tackle those conversations head-on.
It could be a platform for real dialogue.
It could. And that would make it even more relevant, even more impactful.
I like that. It's like taking the core message of Captain Planet, but elevating it, making it more sophisticated, more nuanced.
Exactly. It would be a Captain Planet for a new generation.
Captain Planet for the 21st century.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One that acknowledges the complexities we face
But also offers hope.
and inspires action.
Exactly. Because ultimately, that's what Captain Planet was all about.
It was about empowering people, giving them the tools and the inspiration to make a difference.
And that message, it's timeless.
It is. It's as relevant today as it was back in the 90s.
Maybe even more so.
Maybe. Because now, more than ever, we need to come together to be those
To
Planeteers,
fight for our planet.
to fight for our future. And I think Captain Planet, even though it's a product of its time,
Yeah.
it still has a lot to teach us.
It does. It reminds us that stories have power,
Indeed.
that they can change minds, inspire hearts, and ultimately move us to action.
And that's a legacy worth celebrating.
Absolutely. But even with all the good Captain Planet, curious about the flip side, were there any like unintended consequences? Criticisms leveled at the show?
That's a great question, and it's important to acknowledge that even well-intentioned stories can have, unintended effects. Yeah, so some folks argued that because it was so focused on good versus evil, it kind of presented environmental problems in this overly simplistic way,
Like too black and white.
Exactly. Real-world environmental issues, they're often, well, messy. There are trade-offs, gray areas, and Captain Planet didn't always explore those nuances.
So some critics felt it was, I don't know, maybe a little too preachy.
Maybe a bit. Like, for instance, it really emphasized individual actions.
Like recycling, planting trees, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly, which were important, obviously,
Of course.
but it sometimes kind of overshadowed the bigger systemic problems,
Like corporate greed or government policies, that sort of thing.
Exactly. So some folks felt like the show, even with the best intentions, might have unintentionally reinforced this idea that individual actions are like the only solution.
Which in the real world, they're not.
Not always. We need to tackle those bigger systems too.
Address the root causes, not just the symptoms.
Exactly. So, yeah, there were some valid criticisms.
Okay, that makes sense.
But even with those criticisms, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
There's no denying the impact Captain Planet had on a generation of viewers.
Oh, absolutely. It got people talking, it raised awareness, and for a lot of people, it was their first real introduction to environmental issues.
Totally. And that's what's so cool about its legacy.
It shows that even stories that aren't, perfect can still have a profound impact.
They can spark change.
They can. They can make us think, they can make us feel, and hopefully they can inspire us to act.
And that's pretty amazing.
It is. It's the power of storytelling.
It really is. It reminds us that even entertainment, even something as like fun and lighthearted as Captain Planet, it can be a force for good in the world.
It can. It can plant those seeds, get people thinking about things in new ways.
And that's a powerful thing. It is. And I think especially now, with all the environmental challenges we're facing, we need more stories like Captain Planet, stories that inspire hope.
Stories that show us that we can make a difference.
Exactly. Because ultimately, that's what it's all about, right?
It is. It's about recognizing the power we all have individually and collectively
To create a better future.
to protect our planet. And I think Captain Planet, even though it's a product of its time, it still has a lot to teach us.
It does. It reminds us that we don't have to be superheroes to make a difference.
We can all be planeteers in our own way.
Exactly. Whether it's recycling, conserving energy, or speaking out for change.
Every little bit counts.
It does. And when we all do our part, well, that's when real change happens.
It's when we summon Captain Planet, so to speak.
Exactly. So, to all our deep divers out there, thanks for joining us on this journey back to the 90s.
It's been a blast.
It has. And remember, the power is yours.
Go Planet! Thanks for tuning in, Deep Divers. We'll catch you on the next Deep Dive.